We are learning Mishechdes Kedushin Daf Ayin Dal Amar Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Dal Amar Aleph. Zok the Mishnah: Kol Asurim Lovei BeKahal Mutarim Lovei Zebezeh. Anyone who's asur to marry into the Kahal, for example, a Mamzer, so there the Mutar Lovei Zebezeh. Let's say a Mamzer and a Shtukia, both asur Lovei BeKahal. We passed in the last Mishnah, both Shtukia and a Mamzer, so they're Mutar to marry each other. Rav Yehuda Iser, Rav says no, it's awesome. And we have to explain this Mishnah. Rav Yehuda says that's awesome. Whatever he says, Mutar Yehuda holds awesome. Rav Eliezer, or some gear says Rav Eliezer, Rav Eliezer, Laza Oimer, Vadoyin bevadoyin Mutar. Which means a Mamzer to a Mamzer, or a Mamzer to a Nosin, a Nosinim, that's Mutar. But Vadai besveikon, which means a Mamzer in a Shtuki, which is a Vadai in a Seif Sofik, or a Sofik with Vadai, which means a Shtuki in a mamzer, or sveikim b'sveikim, are all aser. Sveikim in the stuki into a sufi, or stuki into a sufi into a sufi, is all aser. That's the halach, is all aser. Huh?
What's the difference between vadai, the sufik, and sufik?
One's the male to the female, one's the female to the male. Ve'elohein has sveikos, these are the sveikos, stuki v'asufi and kusi. What's example of sveikos? Stuki and sufi kusi. So according to Rav Loza, they'll be asked to marry each other. And the only ones mutter are mamzer to a mamzer. That's what Rav Eliezer says. Only a mamzer to a mamzer is mutter, but a mamzer to a stuki, or a mamzer to a stukis, or mamzeres to a stuki, are asr, and a stuki to stukis, or a sufi to a sufis, also asr, according to Rabbi Loza. And a kusi, you have to watch what's the psul exactly of a kusi. There'll be a big discussion in the Gemara on Daf Ayin Hay, in Hay Mabez, what exactly is the psul of a kusi, different pshatim in the Gemara, what the psul of a kusi is. The Gabi Yichus.
What is
the
Yehuda Iser? What's he referring to?
When I see the Gemara, Zog the Gemara. The Gemara, so the Gemara discussed the first part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah said, Kol Asurim Lovei BeKahal. I think I spoke out that there'd be a bunch of pshatim in this Mishnah. So we don't have a pshat yet. So the beginning of the Mishnah said, Kol Asurim Lovei BeKahal, Mutarim Lovei Zebezeh, which we said it means that, let's say, a mamzer and a shtuki are also to, in the Kahal, they're mutter in each other, and Rehuda Oisa. So what does that mean exactly? That's my asking a question. What does Rehuda Oisa mean? The Gemara discussed that. So talk to Gemara. My Kol Asurim Lovei BeKahal. What does that mean? Ilema doesn't mean mamzeri v'nesini shtuki v'asufi. All those type of psulim, some of them are sofik, some of them are vadai, then now I marry into Kal Yisrael. So it says they let them marry each other. For it to Gemara, tonile reisha, it's a reisha already. Mamzeri v'nesini shtuki v'asufi. First Mishnah says this, that they're all mutter each other. Why? Because mamz is mutter and a kal sofik, so it's mutter. That's kasha number one, which is not the ikka kasha. The ikka kasha is set in kasha. V'sura v'yehuda oiser, hey, what's it going on? Ilei ma avadoi misveikin. It means Yehuda holds that a shtuki is not allowed to marry a mamzer. Hamidik tani sefer v'leazer oimer v'adoi mutter v'adoi misveikin is aser. Mechlal, the Rav Yehuda lo svirle. It's master, that's not Rav Yehuda shita, because Rav Eliezer says that. Rav Yehuda is different. So what's going on here? So what's Yehuda saying? So the question basically is, if it means to say a mamz mutan ashtuki, so first of all, it's the Mishnah, last Mishnah. Second of all, what Rav Yehuda oiser, that's Rav Eliezer Shita. Sounds like Rav Yehuda. You're telling me Rav Yehuda oiser, a ger mamzeres. Maybe Rav Yehuda oiser is going on a different thing. Going on ger into mamzeres. We know that Rav Yehuda holds that a kahal gerim ikri kahal, and mamzeres can marry a ger. Me the ger. What? Rehuda said Mamzer can't marry Mamzer? Why not? Of course Mamzer can marry Mamzer. But no, yeah, why can't Mamzer? It's the pillow. Why can't Mamzer marry Mamzer? Leo Mamzer Kala Hashem, it says. No, Mamzer can marry Mamzer. No, Mamzer can marry Mamzer. Actually, the Michas Chinuch says that a Mamzer marries Mamzer, you have to prove Ravu. There's nothing wrong with Mamzer marrying Mamzer. That's what Mamzer has a mitzvah to get married. Mitzvah to get married to a Mamzer. So what's the iser? Chitam Rehuda iser a ger mamzeres. The male tell me who the asers a ger mamzeres. Me the ger mamzeres. Tony, does it say in the Mishnah with a ger mamzeres? They were saying that a ger is also mamzeres. Like where did it say that's mutter? They're not talking about that. Kol asum love v'kahal, Tony. All the asum love v'kahal mutter each other. A ger is not also v'kahal. So it can't be saying kol asum. The Mishnah can't be saying kol asum love v'kahal mutter lozev because they're not going on a ger. So we have no idea of pshat in the Mishnah right now. We just don't know. We have the Gemara's an attempt, different pshat in the Mishnah, till we come to a maskana. Amar Rav Yehuda. This Rav Yehuda says the first pshat. Amar Rav Yehuda. next Amar Beis, Amar Rav Yehuda, and Amar Beis, Hachi Kama, Kol HaAsurim Lavei B'Kahal Kahuna. So put an extra word now. It's talking about something else. Kol HaAsurim Lavei B'Kahal Kahuna. Anyone who's asur to marry into the Kahal of Kahuna, mind you, what is that? Gyeris. A Kohen is not to marry a Gyeris. Because a Gyeris is considered a Zayna. Mind you, a Gyeris, and even a Gyeris less than 3 years old, with the loiker of Shem Ben Yechai, who holds that less than 3 years old is not called a Zayna, that they're allowed to marry a less than a 3 year old Gyeris. So, Mutarim Lav is Evezet. So it says in our Mishnah that anyone who's Oslav Vakal, for example, a Gyeris, and we spoke about even less than three years old, we'll see in a second why. So though that type of Gyeris is Mutter Zevezez, Mutter Namamzer. Why? Because you're going according to Rabbi Yaisi, he holds Kahal game like your Kahal, and therefore it's Mutter B'Mamzeres. And that, Rabbi Yudai says, Rabbi says, no, I hold that a Gyeris also B'Mamzeres. Very good respect, Rabbi Yudai means. Frank the Gemara, why do we have to say, just say simple, Kala Asurim Lo Vakal Kuna means a Gyeris. And then the halacha is that Kiyar is not to marry a mamzer because it's also to marry a kohen. Why do you have to get involved in less than 3 years? Not like Shem Yichai. Say more than three years old, and say like Shem Yichai. Very thing. Rav Nukma Kabash Shal Shem Yemecha. The floor of Shem Yichai. The Rav said you can't do that. You know why? It came at Tzidah Tavra, because then you would have a pircha in the klal in the rule. Why? We'll speak it outside first. We're saying because Sur Lava Bakal is mut to marry mamzer mashma. If it's mutter to marry a kohen, then it's also to marry a mamzer. Now, if less than 3 years old is mutter to marry a kohen, so you're telling me that gier is also to marry a mamzer? Why not? Why should be also? It's not a kal gerim. The Tanna Kamma holds kal gerim lo yikra kal, and therefore we're saying that if it's also love of a kal kuna, it can marry a mamzer because it's a gier. So then, even less than 3 years old without halacha, and that will break up the rule because the rule says kal asurim, but mamzer kal mutter. Is also a mamzer. It's not true. Less than 3 years old, not. So it must be that every gyeris is aser to kuna, even less than 3 years old. Because if less than 3 years old we mutter, it would break up the rule. It would break the rule. It came with tzidah tavra el time with the bas shalosh of yom echad. Because you learned like of shem echad. It's that what's asur love v'kal kuna? Dafka a 3 year old habchusa bas shalosh of yom echad dumuteres love v'kal kuna. That's mutter love v'kal kuna. Asur love zevazes aser to mamzer. But it's not true. Harei pchus b'ashal shom yemechler of shim veyichoi to materis love of kalkuna. That's mutter love of kalkuna, and still it's mutter love is zevazeh, and still mutter to marry a koyim because it's not a kalgerim. So if we had to say that every giyer is also to kuna, then it fits into the rule. Every giyer is which is also to kahuna, which means less than 3 years old as well, not like of shim veyichoi, is mutter to a mamzer, and it fits beautiful with the klal. Then who the asker who holds Gerz also Mamzeris holds the Kal Gerim Mekakal. He holds Kal Gerim Mekakal. See, August in the Kal, who the asker? Freyti Gemara, Viklalu, is that a real Kal? Is that a real rule? The Chol Asurim Love of the Kal Kudu, Mutar Love of the anyone who's also to marry in the Kal Kudu is Mutar Love of the Zeh? Vrei Amono, Vigrusha, Vichalala, Vizoyna. We know Amono, which is the word Amono is Shver, we'll come back to that in a second. We know a grusha, a chalala, and a zayna are asurim lavei b'kal kuna. Va'asurim lavei zevezeh. And it's also to marry into a mamzeres. A grusha can't marry a mamzeres. A grusha is called a kal gerim. It's called a kahal Hashem. So it can't marry a mamzeres. So the rule doesn't work. Every asa kuna is mutla lavei zevezeh. That's true. Now the word almana, freik the geyoni hashas, and the goyis v'chadushim, he asks, Amana doesn't come in over here. We're saying also love a kalkuna. Amana is not also love a kalkuna. Amana could marry a kuna, she can't marry a kohen gadol. But upon him, the Gemara's kasha is from this rule is not true. The rule was that if you can't marry a kohen, you mutter a mamzer like a geyiris. It's not true. A grusha cannot marry a kohen, and still cannot marry a mamzer. So that cannot be pshat in our mishnah. It can't be pshat in our mishnah. This slugs up the whole pshat because it doesn't fit at the rule. Vesu, question number two is ha mutter aser. You're telling me if it's mutter lovoi b'kahal kuna, it's aser. But a ger shemutter b'kahenes. A ger is mutter in a kahenes, or mutter b'mamzeres. So it's not as though the rule doesn't work. Because a ger is allowed to marry a kenis. Kenis doesn't have an issa to marry a ger. Only a kohen can marry gerus. But a ger can marry a kenis. It's mutum mamzerus. That's question number two. Now, there's another question here. Stam on this pshat. This pshat means the Tanakhama is mechayosh to us, really. What's the chiddush of the Tanakhama? That a ger is mutum mamzerus. And that Rav Yehuda says also. So really, you have the same kasha before, you have two kashas. That first of all, for kasha one was, that's a Mishnah already, the first Mishnah. Now, first Mishnah already said that a ger is mutter mamzeres. The first Mishnah already said, it said, lost like this in that first Mishnah, it said, geri, charuri, mamzeri, v'nesinish, duki, v'suvikum, v'tanazeh. So you have that kasha, the Mark first started off with a kasha, that's a Mishnah before, you have that kasha. That Taptai says. The Taptai says that the Ikka question was, what's Pshan Rav Yehuda? Like Moshe's Kasha. What's Pshan Rav Yehuda also? What's that case? That was the Ikka Kasha of the Gemara. Not the Kasha of that's a repeat. That's not Shukun Shukun. The Kasha was with Iser, and that the Gemara answered. But Gemara now slogged up this Pshat. Pshat did not work out. This Pshat did not work. We need another Pshat now in our Mishnah. We don't have Pshat in our Mishnah. Elo Amar Rav Nosim Rav Yehuda. This Pshat is like this. Hach Kama. Kol Shekoyin Osalisa Esbitoi. What it means, Kol Asurim Lavoi. What it means, kol asurim lava, means anyone of this person, you can't marry his daughter. Kol asurim lava v'kal means any person that the kohen can't marry that person's daughter, then the amuta zeh b'zeh. Hach kama, kol shekohen asa lisa esbito, yimayin niu ger shenosa gieris, krelezim v'yakov, mutarim lava zeh b'zeh. There's a gemara later on that says, a ger that marries a gieris, usually you assume that a gieris, for example, is only a zayna if she herself is a geiris. She was once a guy, and now she's a geiris. But a children of geirim, they can marry a kohen. They're not a zayna. But Rav Yaakov v'chadash to us that a geirim, we'll see it later on, the Vayin Zayin, a geir marries a geiris, the child is like a halal, like a halala. The bita cannot marry a tikkunah. A chiddush. A geir marries a geiris, the bita cannot marry a kohen. We'll see it tomorrow. Vayin Zayin. What? The Daf Ger marries a geiris. A ger marries gieris. Lez Yaakov says that is usher to marry a kohen. So any person that you can't marry his daughter. My new gieris is gieris. Okay, Lez Yaakov mutar love there is that. Let him marry a mamzer. So that's the cloud, and that Rav Yehuda says also because we all Yehuda holds that a gieris cannot marry a mamzer. A ger can marry a mamzer. Afraid to give up a klalu. The chol shekoyin also lisa is bitoi mutarim lover zevazeh. Is that a cloud that any koyin that's also to marry his daughter is mutarim lover zevazeh? Harei cholol. So what we're getting with this pshat is that before we had a kasha that the ger is let him marry kahenes, so it couldn't be also lover bakal. So we gained the way it was. We said also lisa is bitoi, which means a ger marries a ger is also lisa is bitoi. So then that person is mutar to marry a mamzer. But the problem is like this. Is that true? Anytime you can't marry a daughter, it's mutl to marry a mamzer. Harei chol shenos bas Yisrael. A chol to marry a bas Yisrael. The kohen os lisa bita. The kohen can't marry a daughter. And that chol can't marry a mamzer. But soon now we'll always have a zeh. So we'll say, no, that's not a kasha. We had a bunch of times this terrace. Like kasha, Krav Yisdoi ben Yehuda holds that a chol who marries a bas Yisrael, the child's not a chol taka. The chol is metayer the children, and the children taka mutl to the kohen. Another kasha. The kohen also is a bita. The chol marries a chalala. The kohen can't marry his daughter. And then I'll marry a mamzer. So that klal is off. Vesu hamutter aser. If it's mutter is aser, very ger shenosa bas yisrael. But if a ger married bas saying hamutter that the children's mutter, then it's aser to marry mamzer. It's not true. Very ger shenosa bas yisrael. The kohen mutter lisa bita. You're not let him marry his daughter because I said Lesbi Yaakov is only a ger married geris. But a ger married bas yisrael, the daughter is mutter the kohen. The kohen mutter lisa bita. And with tar lover there was that mutter to marry mamzer. And the ger mutter to marry mamzer. No. Talking about the ger himself. When we say bita, we're talking about the person himself. When we say kol asher bita, we're talking about that person. It says anyone who the kohen can't marry the daughter is mutter to marry a mamzer. We're talking about that person. That person who the daughter can't marry a kohen, that person is mutter to mamzer. We're not talking about the daughter. We're talking about the person. We're not talking about the offspring. We're saying any person whose offspring is also the kohen, he himself can marry a mamzer. So the klal is not true because Gary marries a bas yisrael, the daughter could marry kuna, and still that Gary could marry a mamzer. So the klal doesn't work. The klal doesn't work. This klal does not help anything. that the kohen's mutter to marry this ger's daughter, and still the ger's mutter to marry a mamzer. So that pshat did not work out. They're going to hold entirely different pshat. Ella Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Hacha mamzer ma'achoisai, mamzer ma'eshes ish, ikar benayu. Here we're talking about a whole lot of thing. We're talking about a kolasurim lovay v'kal means a mamzer. Then there's two types of mamzer. A mamzer that comes from chayiv and misses bezdin, and a mamzer that comes to the level lower, chayiv increases, that there's no chayiv misses bezdin. So the halacha is, the eishes ish, whose mezana gets misa v'dei adam, gets misa from bezdin. A choysoi, there, it's a karas. That's the halacha, it's karas. So the mamzer ma'choysoi, mamzer eishes ish, ikar b'nayu, that's an afkamina. And Tanakama, nothing to do now with a ger in a mamzer anymore. Tanakama sava, afilu mamzer machois and ave mamzer. Tanakama holds, sai a mamzer mechayev ekrisis, sai mechayev misses bezdin, is considered a mamzer. Rav Yehuda sava, meishish ave mamzer machois ale ave mamzer. Now, how do you read it into the Mishnah? You read it into the Mishnah by saying like this, that kol anay lodim besuri erva, which means kol ha surim. Love of a cow, which means anyone, all in the Lord Mr. Erva, the Mamzerim, and the Mutter love is Abizah. Chayav Krisis and Chayav Mrs. Bezdin, all Mutter. Eshish and Achoysai, all type of Mamzerim Mutter. And Ruda Aser says, no, Chayav Krisis cannot marry Chayav Mrs. Bezdin, Bnei Chayav Mrs. Bezdin. A child of Chayav Krisis cannot marry a child of Chayav Mrs. Bezdin. Why? Because he holds a Mamzer of Chayav Mrs. That's what it means, Oyser. That's how you read Oyser. That's how you read it. And Tosfos says, like, where do you see this in the Mishnah? Look at the Rav Tanakama. He says, "I'm talking about heichem hashdam plug tayom estistim upirishakunt." There's talk of a kolon elodim isse erva mamzerim meim mutar lovers abezeh. Any isse erva, they're mamzerim, but also the mutter to each other, which means chayv krisis v'chayv misis bezdin. But loin here is like Tosfos. It's doichaku. It doesn't say in the Mishnah. So came perish really the halakama called assume love it bekal shafil a kedusha in Tosfahem. Can chayv krisis mutar lovers abezeh? Any thing that's no tfisis kedushin, which, like Tosfos speaks out, everyone agrees that there's no tfisis kedushin by both chayav krisis and chayav misis bezdin. The only shaila is got to be mamzer, because mamzer learned out of a pasuk of eishes ish, so there, it's a shaila if you have mamzer. But it means kol has surim, which means all kedushin, not Tosfos is ever zeh, mut love is ever zeh. That's how you learn shaila in Tanakama, and Rehuda goes on that and asks. That's the machloikas, Huda and Tanakama. It's machloikas agabe mamzerim, if they're mamzerim from chayve krisis. Because the shalai learned from psukim, because the pasuk of the makar of mamzer is actually a chayve misis bezdin case. So that's the machloikas here. Frank the Gemara, again, tanino, which means that it doesn't belong here then. If that's the machloikas, it belongs in Yavamas. Because we already have a mission in Yavamas, this machloikas actually is in Yavamas between different mandiyamrim. Tanina, Ezu mamzer, kol shuv lo yave, the Rabbi Kiva. Kiva says in that mishnah there that what's a mamzer? Anyone that has a lav. Shimna Timni Yomer, Kol Shechayev Lo Karis Deshmaya. Anyone's Chayev Karis, that's who is a Mamzer. Va'alocha Kedvar. The Mishnah actually says Alocha Kedvar, like that Mandi Yomer. Rabbi Shua Yomer, Kol Shechayev Lo Mrs. Bezdin. It has to be Dafka Mrs. Bezdin, not enough Karis. So it's a Machlaikis over there. So right there, just say, Rabbi Huda Tanakama, what's it doing over here? This Machlaikis about if Chayev Krisis is called a Mamzer. Following? Good? Zok the Gemara, not a Pshat. Elo Amarava, this is actually the final Pshat. Elo Amarava Ger Amoini Umaavi Ika Benayu. A different pshat. Vach Kama. Kola Asurim Lavi Bekal, which we know, a Ger Amoini Umaavi, the Nala marry into the Kal. Umaini U Ger Amoini Umaavi, Mutar Lavi there. The Mutta to marry a Mamzer. The Mutta marry a Mamzer. So Yachim, Ari Huda Iser. What's Huda Iser mean? Like, what's going on here? So Hach Kama. Afa Pisha Huda Iser Ger Bamzerah. So Huda holds a Ger, it's called a Kal. But there's an exception to the rule. A certain gerim not called a kal. You know which type of gerim? A ger amoni umaavi is not called kal Yisrael because they can't marry into Yisrael. They're even Rehuda's masking. And Zok Rashi that it's all one tana. It's really one tana. Yochem Ayudah is Yochem Afish Rehuda is a ger mamzeres. How do you ger the role of a kal? Al ger amoni umaavi dein ro'oy love of a kal loy. And it's like one, it's one tana. Kol asurim love of a kal, which is amoni umaavi and mutar love is there. And Rehuda is means that even Rehuda asers ger mamzeres here he's masking. So kol chalatano, not arguing. So all kol chalatano. Even though as is ger mamzeres, here is masking is not a kal, because amoyin ma'avi also a kal. So let me ask you a question. I'm not sure if the Gemara is bringing down this question. A very simple question. What about amoynis? A ger amoynis, is she allowed to marry a mamzer? Shila, because Lamais on one hand, she's like Yisrael, and so she's also on the other hand, she's from the nation called Amoin, which we said is not called Kal Hashem. So what's the halacha there? So you find in the back of the Gemara, Hagoyis Radal and Rashash. The Hagoyis Radal seems like he holds that Otaka be mutter in a mamzer. Because he says, since there's charm in the family, not Kal Hashem, so it's not called Kal Hashem. That's what he says. It starts off with Tzarech Iyin, Amoinis Ma'avis L'Rab Yehuda Mahu. And he ends off, he says, V'l'chayr lishto the v'tarn l'avaz erzeh, mashma the v'tarn ma'amzer. V'ef shekivin the z'charim shalahem asurim v'kal, since the z'charim also kal, l'ikru kal Rav Yehuda. That's what Gersh Adal says. But the Rishash says he has a suffix. He says he has a first arrived from Gemara Yevamos Ayin Zayin and Aleph, that there it's mutter for a there it's usher for a minus to marry into a mamzer. That's what he says, not like the Radal. He has a first Gemara that Amoin is usher, because Amoin is not called Kal Hashem. So it means you're going to have here, Amoin, let's say you have a Amoin is married to Amoini. It's a normal thing in the same country, marry each other, and they both go become Gerim. They go to Isha Torah and become a Gerim. Both of them became Gerim. They have to get divorced. L'chaira. They have to get divorced. Because one's Amoini and one's Amoinis. If it wouldn't be called Kal Hashem, then if you're Adal, it'll be Mutter. So you have to go to Adal's Bezdin and stay married. But according to the Rishash, it'll be Aser. It's a fascinating question. Okay, Zagazan.